Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. At 6 a.m. on August 25th, Metro Vancouver's waste-to-energy facility workers began strike action. Close to 40 steam engineers and other trades workers have been at the picket line every day since, defending what their union, Unifor Local 433, is calling the status quo against an employer looking to shave costs at workers' expense. According to a press release from Unifor, the job action is in response to the employer, Veolia, demanding contract concessions during bargaining. CJSF took a trip down to the picket line, where we were able to speak with David O'Neill, an assistant shift engineer at the facility, who'd shared some of his and his fellow employees' perspective on the situation, as well as some background information on what led to this strike in the first place.
Well, a little background in history. Veolia Water Canada took over the operation of this facility 18 months ago, March of 2025. And since that time, for about the last 15 months, we've been in collective bargaining to establish a new contract. Now, as you heard earlier, a lot of these employees have been here for decades, and we have operated under a number of different companies running this Metro Vancouver-owned facility. And this contract is, to my knowledge, always been carried forward. And Veolia Water Canada came in and essentially ripped up our existing contract and said, we're going to start from scratch. And in doing so, was trying to enforce a lot of concessions on our part, where we would just overall lose. And the membership felt that, you know, based on the age of the facility, the knowledge and experience of the workers, and what we had in the past, was their idea that starting from scratch was completely unacceptable. And we couldn't come to an agreement during bargaining, and so we ended up, unfortunately, on job action on the line. Quotes from the company state that they don't know what our demands are, and that is categorically false, because right from the beginning we outlined we just simply want what we had. If Veolia had come in and simply signed on the dotted line for our existing contract that we had in the past, the previous operating company was Covanta, and he said, okay, well, we'll keep this contract, you know, maybe add a little bit more cost of living expenses. We all know what our current economic climate is like, so nothing too unreasonable. And we would have been happily at work.
While the strike is ongoing, the facility will not be producing any energy for the area, the significance of which is not lost on employees like David O'Neill.
I would like to see both sides come to the table. Nobody on this line wants to be out here. At the end of the day, we all have families and bills to pay, and our time is better spent doing what we do best in the plant and providing a service for the community. We burn waste and we generate electricity, and that's what we want to do.
Afterwards, CJSF reached out to Veolia to get their perspective on the ongoing job action and the statements made by Unifor, as well as the waste-to-energy facility employees. We received a response, and here is the statement they provided. Quote, Veolia has negotiated in good faith with Unifor Local 433 for more than a year, and is disappointed that its members have chosen to start this labor action. Last month, Local 433's members rejected a proposed contract developed with a mediator, and the union has not proposed any alternative agreement since then. Veolia stands ready to resume negotiations as soon as possible and reach a fair contract that restarts the waste-to-energy facility and offers fair employment terms for Local 433. End quote. Strike action at the Metro Vancouver waste-to-energy facility is ongoing. So as the situation progresses, you can hear more updates at CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been Danny Nuzvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF, and this segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also hear this piece on frequencynews.ca.